Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Cheers, Greg. Afternoon, it's Mills. And we've reached halfway through the week. I'm clapping like a seal at that, I don't know why.
It's a very strange look.
Hi, Chops.
Hi, Scott.
Still no Becky today.
No.
Still poorly sick.
Yeah.
Oh. She must be really ill.
Must be bad.
Yeah. Still got that salmonella. I don't know whether it is from the whole tray of beetroot she ate when she was on holiday in Greece last week with her boyfriend, the Greek.
I don't know if you can get salmonella off beetroot, can you?
Can you not?
I don't know. I don't really know a great deal about it.
She did just send me a whole picture of a plate of beetroot, which apparently they do in Greece. Mm. Nothing else, just the beetroot. But that can't be what set her off. Don't think so.
It set me off.
Not a fan, are you?
No, no. Not standing.
I love it, me. All-time low coming up, and the Saturdays, and Jack Penarte. You know those annoying early morning joggers you see out far too early in the morning, mm-hmm. like half six yeah. in the morning? You're like, why are you doing that? Today, that was me.
You were up jogging at 6 o'clock in the morning?
Half six.
Why?
Because someone made me. One of my friends was like, let's go running before my work, and he starts work early. So I was on a hill at 6:30 this morning. What is that about? I won't do that ever again.
That does surprise me.
I know. It surprised me. Felt a bit sick and went back to bed. So fine.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I did go to the cinema last night, quite late in the end.
Oh, what did you go and see?
I went to see a film called Fish Tank, which is a BBC film, a British film. Really good.
Is really, it a cartoon?
No.
Right.
It does sound like one of those. It's like Wall-E, wasn't it? But no, it's quite a gritty drama.
Right.
Really quite depressing. Good, okay. But depressing. Put me in a right downer before going to bed, to be honest.
Did you go on your own?
No, I went with a friend.
Oh, right, okay.
And I noticed something. Before the film started, has anyone else noticed this? You have to obviously sit through the adverts, right? Mm-hmm. Unless you time it right, and then you walk in and bang, the film starts, which I do quite like trying to do sometimes. Anyway, so I'm sat through the ads, and I notice people laughing really loudly at the adverts. Now, do they do that at home? These are the same adverts that they will see probably on TV every night. Give or take one or two exceptions, which are probably just for the cinema. But do they sit in their lounge going, ha 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 ha, it's a talking meerkat! Ha 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 ha! I doubt it. Why is it only in cinemas that people feel the need to laugh raucously at the ads, which actually really aren't that amusing?
Do you not find the talking meerkat funny?
Well, no, I do, but not like, ha ha ha, funny. The people two rows back from me, it was the funniest thing they'd ever seen.
Maybe they'd never seen the talking meerkat before.
No, but they were laughing at all of them.
Right.
Even the orange ones.
Well, there was
ones.
A whole range of adverts involving the talking meerkat.
No, there was other adverts, like those ones with, have you seen the ones with the film stars in? I think they show them in the cinemas. I think it's for some mobile phone company then.
Yeah.
Not funny, are they, really?
Not massively.
No. Oh, they thought they were hilarious. Like, proper raucous laughing.
If they put the meerkats in that, I'd have laughed.
Well, yeah, that's true. More than you would normally. Just wondered, like, because they've seen these ads before. Do they do that at home? I think not.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Just talking about, after my cinema experience last night, why people laugh more in the cinema than you would maybe watching TV. Hannah's been on, saying she thinks it's something to do with maybe having an audience. Because, like, if you just sat there with you and, you know, someone else, or just on your own, it's different, isn't it?
True.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Katie.
Hi, Katie. Where are you today?
I'm in Worcestershire.
Lush. Whereabouts?
Around Worcester.
Oh, just around Worcester?
Yeah.
Right, good. How can I help?
Well, I laugh at adverts, and I, like, in the cinema, and I went to the cinema with my boyfriend and some friends, and I could not stop laughing at that Coke advert with the little furry things that tap like drums.
Oh, yeah.
I found it hilarious, but I never laugh at home. I think it's silly at home.
So you've seen the same ad at home, nothing?
Yeah, like constantly. But when I was sat in the cinema, I couldn't stop laughing.
Hilarious.
Everybody thought I was kind of weird, but...
Well, you should just show it off to your boyfriend and your friend.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, maybe that's it.
I have a sense of humour.
See, it's what the other girl said. It's about having an audience.
Mm. Yeah. Maybe.
Love you.
Love you more.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Scott Mills.
You're right.
I'm very good.
Hands-free, get you. Whereabouts are you?
I'm on M62 at the moment.
Nice. Okay, how can I help you?
It's just about the laughing in the cinema thing.
Yeah.
I think it's because, like, when you're at home and you see the meerkats on your little 40-inch telly, it's quite funny.
40-inch?
Shumple. But when it's on a huge screen, it's just funnier.
Is it?
A 20-foot meerkat is...
It's funnier than a small one.
It's just funnier.
So the ads are funnier because they're on a bigger screen?
Yeah, any advert. You can get any advert. Even, the advert of, it's just a commercial, calm down, or whatever he says. Put that on a big screen, hilarious.
So Michael Winner's
more Michael
hilarious.
Winner on a big screen is not more hilarious than Michael Winner on a small screen. Michael Winner on a big screen's just more grotesque.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Michael Winner on a big screen?
Yes, unfortunately.
I have.
It's funny.
It's...
Trust me, big screen makes it funnier.
Okay, I love you.
Love you more. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio
1 Podcasts. Podcast. So, Becky's off this week. Not well at all.
Uh-huh.
So, we thought we'd maybe give Becky a little call. Not heard her voice for a while.
Yeah.
What do you think her sick voice will sound like? I think it'll be like this.
Hello?
Yeah. That's the...
That's what most people's sick voice is. Because even if you've, like, broken your leg or something.
Hi.
If it's nothing to do with your voice. Like, let's say you've broken something.
Hello?
You have to make it weak and croaky.
Yeah, even though it's nothing to do with your voice.
Hello?
Right, so... Let's see what it sounds like. You speak to her first.
Hello.
Hi, Becky, it's Mark.
Hello, how are you?
All right, how are you?
I'm all right.
You sound quite perky.
Perky?
Yeah. Well, when you answered the phone, you went, hello.
Well, it's not my throat or voice that is ill, it's my stomach.
Hi, love, it's me.
Right? Hello, you all right?
Yeah, how are you?
You know what, I'm never going to take the mick out of people with food poisoning, and I'm never going to say eat things on certain days because it blimmin' hurts.
Are you in the loo now?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
What, you're sat on the loo at the moment?
It's making me laugh and it's making me cry.
I just listened to the acoustics for a while and I thought, you're on the loo.
You're sat on the loo at the moment?
Mm-hmm.
What, you took the phone to the loo with you?
What else am I going to do? Oh,
have you got a potty potter there?
No, I haven't, but I wish I did.
You sound remarkably perky for somebody with salmonella, if you don't mind me saying.
Well, I had it mildly since last Wednesday, so I guess it's kind of going now. There's nothing left to come out.
Do you think, really, you could have come in today, but it just took the extra day off for effect?
No.
Got some amazing news, though, for when you come back.
Go on.
Hopefully your food poisoning will be 100% better tomorrow, because guess what's just arrived from Mai, our listener from Japan?
What?
Cheese curry. Hello?
What was that?
Hello? You are so mean.
Hello? No, I've got it here.
Oh my God, what is it?
Just add water.
Are you laughing or being sick at the moment? It's a bit difficult.
No.
It's a bit difficult to tell.
Come on, we said before, the two best things you could eat, cheese and curry, together in one handy pot.
That is so mean. All I've had is dry toast, and you want me to eat cheese curry?
No, well, we were going to crack it open today, but we decided to wait till you come back tomorrow, and then we're all going to have some.
Okay.
All right? You'll be up for that by tomorrow.
Huh?
You'll be up for that by tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mm. You're going to have a whole cheese curry and beetroot platter.
I don't ever want to eat that sort of stuff ever again.
Well, I hope to see you tomorrow, my darling.
Thank you.
Get well.
Thank you for this lovely phone call.
Sorry about that. I was so excited about the cheese curry, I thought we had to call you.
And we were concerned. We're like two concerned colleagues wanting to make sure that you were okay.
I've never heard two more concerned people.
Thanks.
Thank you for your concern.
Our pleasure.
Okay, bye. You've heard the advert, now we're going to taste it tomorrow. Thank you to Mai, our listener, our podcast listener from Japan, for sending it all the way, 3 cups of cheese curry from Japan. Thanks, Mai. Can't wait to taste. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
In the live lounge with Fern Cotton will be actual Shakira. amazing.
Are you going to sort of loiter?
I want to come in early to see her.
Are you going to then?
Yeah.
Or has she banned you? Shakira, not Fern.
She wouldn't ban me.
Okay.
Oh, I had a lovely chat with her last time I saw her.
Did you?
Yeah.
Does she say the same?
I don't know.
No.
But I'm going to come in and pretend... You know when people come in the live lounge and everyone upstairs is like, oh my God, so-and-so is in the live lounge, yeah. Someone, right, normally quite hot. And then you see loads of people just loitering around, pretending to work, and kind of like, they've got clipboards and stuff, haven't they? Like, you know, could you just do this for me? Could you just... And they're not doing anything at all. That'll be me tomorrow. I'll just come and just loiter around a bit. That was Shakira and She-Wolf. Why don't you ever remind me to put the brass on?
Sorry, I forgot as well. I'm very busy.
That was the last
afternoon.
Minute of the song.
I know.
And then people were texting me going, well, where's the brass?
You're in charge of brass. Surely you don't need me to remind you.
Well, no, I had Ian in Glasgow remind me. I think if you were actually here, you might be able to do it for me.
Were people impressed on the text? And
I only managed to fit two in.
Oh, right. No, man, are they impressed at how lucky Becky is to have such two kind and considerate friends as us?
Very much so.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
And a quite a big debate going on the text about who actually takes their phone to the loo and answers it. I know. Oh, what's occurring at 5:30 tonight? Can't wait for my Robbie special. It's going to be on Radio 1. The night that he plays BBC Electric Proms. Podcast. Robbie Williams on Radio 1. So he is, as we've announced, playing the BBC Electric Proms for Radio 1. It's where we get loads of artists to do something a little bit different. And from 7 p.m, you'll be able to hear my Robbie special on Tuesday, October the 20th.
Well, you actually recorded your jobby at Robbie's.
I recorded the whole thing. And we also had a chat about absolutely everything. We had to share a microphone because the one that didn't speak couldn't work the other one.
Really?
Well, yeah, we had two. But
he's shaking his head that it isn't his fault at all.
It wasn't his fault. It was just a mechanical thing. It didn't work. Oh, look at his face now. Look at that. We were fine with one microphone.
He's just mouthed at me. Why would he say that?
Oh.
Is what he's just mouthed at me.
Okay.
He is quite hurt.
No, sorry.
I also like the fact that Robbie's doing this Electric Proms gig, but you're plugging your documentary with him, or your chat with him, more than his actual gig.
No, I was going to say, then from 9, we've got highlights of Robbie from the Electric Proms. Yeah. The first time he's played live in like 3 years.
Is your chats with him? Your chat with him is from is it 7? Is it?
My chat is at 7.
It's a 2-hour chat.
There'll be music in.
Oh, right. How long were you on the bomb
for? And there's the jobby as well. That took up a while.
Did it?
Well, if you leave the time I was in there and the time you have to leave it.
Wow.
The Robbie special from 7 on Tuesday, October 20th, and then highlights.
Half hour of which is just you on the toilet.
The highlights of Robbie from 9 o'clock from the Electric Proms. He's got a big orchestra with him and everything. Mm. First time he's played in ages. And then, even more excitingly, on BBC Two later that evening.
You didn't film yourself, did you?
No. You can see some of the gig, not our chat.
Phew.
Because they would have filmed it.
Right, that's really...
And it's an HD as well.
Oh dear.
I don't think Robbie's going to be happy about the HD. I wish they'd never invented that, do you?
Why is Robbie not going to be happy about
it? I don't know. It just doesn't work out well for anyone, does it, really? How are you finding HD?
I'm not... I don't think I've been in HD.
Have you not? Yeah. Not even on BBC One last week?
No, I don't think that was in HD.
Was it not?
No.
Oh.
I hope not.
You see?
Oh, ESPN is in HD.
Is
that's
it?
A good point, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, get that sorted.
I'm on Robbie's side. It can be very unforgiving.
Oh, by the way, on that Thursday, you know the Electric Proms?
Yeah.
There's that gig with the Bulgarian...
Oh, how are you doing with this?
Yeah, really good.
Yeah?
I don't know, I hope they're not on HD. some of them are very attractive.
This is Doves with the London Bulgarian Voice Choir,
isn't it?
That's
it, yeah.
Yeah. And you've got a contact in the London Bulgarian.
I've got your tickets.
You've got me a pair through the London... Mm-hmm. Brilliant.
Yeah, just for my friend who...
He's in the London Bulgarian Voice Choir.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Jared Leto ain't just a pretty face, is he? Says Tracy from Thursday.
She's got a deep voice.
Thanks for that random text, Tracy. Hope your voice gets better soon.
Why did you make her sound like some 18-stone trucker?
I don't know. Tracy texts in a lot.
Does she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's 5:10. Hello, it's Mills on Radio 1. That Tiesto track is coming up, and the new Green Day song, which is pretty ace... I know what's occurring at 5:30. Now, I wish I could say that I'd found this myself, this next bit, but I don't live in the Norfolk area, so we have to give big ups to the rather amazing Jono from the website unofficialmills.co.uk. He's a legend in Norfolk, you know, now.
Is he?
Because he runs that website, yeah. He's just been crowned Mr. Cromer 2009.
Right.
Beating off stiff competition. So, anyway, he was watching Anglia News.
How did he win that? What did he have to do to quali-
Just by being the most famous man in the whole Cromer.
He didn't just have to stand there in a pair of trunks and a sash.
God, no.
Right.
No.
Okay.
Anyway, he was watching Anglia News on ITV.
What, to see if they were reporting him becoming Mr. Cromer?
Yeah, well, you would do, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah.
If you just won it, you'd be like, am I going to be on the news? Sadly, he wasn't.
Want to shatter in the rooftops.
But he did find this out. He heard this very strange ending to the news last night with the presenter of ITV Anglia News, Jonathan Wills.
It's come to my attention that last night I might have been a little bit over-familiar with my goodbyes to people. What did I say, supposedly?
I think he told you that he loved you.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, with a bit of familiarity.
You do, don't you?
I do, of course. I'm very fond of my audience. However, on this evening, I will just tend to say good night and I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
So that's the apology that Norfolk viewers got last night on ITV. It seems the night before, Jonathan signed off, like I do to phone callers, and said, I love you.
Is that wise at the end of a news programme?
I've not heard it done before.
What's he called?
Jonathan Wills, I think.
Not Robbie Williams' mate.
No, that's Jonathan Wilkes. Okay. He doesn't do the news on Anglia, I don't think. It's Jonathan and Becky. They're very good.
All right, okay.
Yeah, if you're ever in the East England.
I'll tune in, see if he loves me.
Yeah, but we found it now.
All right.
Thanks to our friends at ITV. We've found the clip from the night before. You don't get Hugh Evans doing this on the BBC, but maybe you should.
And that's just about it, except to say that if you do want to get in touch with Becky, I mean, you can about anything you like on the programme, anything you maybe don't like so much, but any story ideas as well, you can by getting
Jonathan
in touch with...
Jonathan and Becky at ITV.com. We always love hearing from you.
Love you. See you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
He did say I love you at the end. Listen again.
We always love hearing from you.
Love you. See you again tomorrow. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
It was that. I've only got 3 seconds left. What shall I say?
Love you.
Yeah.
I think Paxman should end news like that. And that's it for tonight. Love you. Now, the best bit is, you know, after they come off air, I always wonder to myself, what do they say to each other?
You know what? When the lights dim and they shuffle
their
papers.
When the lights dim and they're doing that with their papers, and then they turn the microphones off, but you still see them on the TV. Yeah. I always think, what are they saying? Mm. Are they saying things like, well, you haven't had your tea? That's what we talk about, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing tonight? That's what we would normally talk about when the mics go off.
Thank God, that's another one over.
Yeah, do you think that's what...
That's what I'm imagining they're saying, not us, obviously.
Okay. No, I never say that.
God.
I love every show.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't referring to us, I was referring to them.
Good job. Anyway, what do you think they say? What do you say when you sign off on your sports news? You go, and good night. And then what do you say?
I don't say anything, really.
Oh.
I always think it looks a bit cheesy, that chat.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I did say things to the Italian woman when I presented with her, but it's a good job the mics were turned off at the end.
Yeah. Anyway, the best bit is, after they come off air and you see them chatting but you can't hear them, I've actually got what happened on their microphones.
Have you?
Yes.
Right.
Okay, so here's how the news ended.
We always love hearing from you.
Love you. See you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
So he's just told everyone in the East of England that he loves him, and here's what they said with the microphones turned off.
What did I just say? That bit. No, right at the end. Becky just think I said to everyone I love them. Did I say I love you?
Don't be embarrassed, Jonathan. Spread your love.
She laughs like a drain, doesn't she?
Becky, I know.
Yeah.
She's some dirty jokes as well. Anyway, so I think they should be like, and that's all the news for tonight. I love you. Every night. I think more TV shows should finish with I love you. It's not a bad thing, Jonathan.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Nick in Bristol thinks I maybe should do it on the next time on the lottery.
Yeah, you could.
Hope you've been lucky tonight. I love you.
Although then went the voice of the boss thing you're saying you love him.
Oh, God, yeah. Don't want that, do we?
What?
Alan, I love you. Night. Imagine how good Dragon's Den would be. I'm sorry, but I'm out. But I love you. Amazing. See? That guy shouldn't be embarrassed.
We always love hearing from you.
Love you. See you again tomorrow. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Dave.
Hi, Dave. Where are you today?
I'm just on the high shoulder of the M40.
How can I help?
Oh, no, I once made a faux pas with saying I love you to someone I shouldn't have.
Right.
I was out for a meal, and you know, after about 5 minutes, they come over and ask how everything is.
Yeah, how's your meal? How's your meal?
Yeah, so I just turned around and said, I love you. I meant to say, it's lovely, thank you.
But, oh. So the waitress?
Yes, the waitress, yeah.
Oh, well done, everyone.
That went down well.
Really good, yeah. Yeah, you must be pleased with yourself.
Yeah.
Dave?
Was well impressed. Yeah,
Dave, I love you.
Yeah, I love you too. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Some other ITV regions are trying to get in on the act now. Just had a couple of people text in, saying that they work on the ITV local news programmes and they're going to try and get their presenters to say it either tonight or tomorrow.
What, just so they can get played out here?
It looks that way, yeah.
That seems a little bit excessive, doesn't
Fred
it?
Fred Dynage might do it on ITV Meridian. I love that. Spread the love, ITV, you know? Coming next, Tinchy Strider and Cascada and, oh, what's occurring at 5:30 tonight? Fred's a legend, the South.
Is he?
Fred Dynage, yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
He used to be him and Fern Britton on our local news back in the day.
Blimey, how many years did you go back there?
No, just the mid-90s. Anyway, I think there should be more love on TV programmes at the end. For instance, what about The Apprentice?
This was a total disaster. You're fired.
But I love you. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. I bet on The Weakest Link. You are The Weakest Link. I love you. That would be amazing. This text just come in. Hi, Scott. Today at uni in Edinburgh, I picked up the Radio 1 posters of you, Fern, Zane and Chris. I just stuck them on my wall. Yours is quite scary. I don't like it. There is a really scary picture of me going around a lot of universities at the moment because I'm playing some freshers gigs. I don't know where they got the photo from.
It's not like one of your thumb, is it, again?
No, it's not that one.
All right.
I didn't put that on the posters. No one will come. It's that I've just got really scary eyes on it. I know exactly the one you mean, and I don't, just take it down off the wall. I wouldn't want to be looking that all the time. It's horrible. But Fern's is brilliant. Zane looks cool. Mine just look horrible and scary. What's up with you? Tell me.
No, no.
Share it with the class.
No, I don't think I can. Oh,
what's occurring? Right, to play along at home fun, just send me a text when you got your score, 81199. Oh, what's occurring? Just you playing with yourself again today. Yeah. Becky hopefully back tomorrow once she's...
Got better
from her. Oh, what's occurring? You know Tyre Cruz? Wow.
Yeah?
He's number one.
I know he is.
Wow.
Which was good, wasn't he? Because he was with Fern and Reggie on
He was
on
with Fern
Sunday.
And Reggie
so
on Sunday.
It was nice that he was in to find out he was number one and not number four or something.
Because Tayo did do that awkward thing where Fern and Reggie get the artist in and then make them sit there through the whole show and won't tell them what number they are in the charts, which is brilliant if you are number one, like Tayo Cruz was, but not so good if you sit there through the whole show hoping to be number one or at least maybe in the top 5 or 10, and then Fern and Reggie go, congratulations, you're number 26, and then you have to kind of feign excitement. Oh, brilliant, wow, thanks. See, I think that may have been what was the last straw for the Sugar Babes.
Do you think?
I do. Well, congratulations, you're number 2. Oh, rubbish. I think that was it. I think that could be it. Anyway, Tyre Cruz last Sunday. Thank God he was number one. Eh? He did say one word, though. Quite a lot. But then, I wouldn't know what to say if someone kept saying to you, Tayo, you're not number 39. Okay. I can tell you you're not number 38. You're definitely not number 37. After a while, you run out of things to say. Tayo said, wow.
Oh.
A lot.
Not right.
No, he said, wow.
Okay.
My question to you, on Radio 1's chart show last Sunday, how many times did Tayo Cruz say, wow?
40.
40 wows.
You don't get that, do you?
Oh, I got it, yeah. Just got it. Just got that, yeah.
Is that a bit too subtle, that one?
Sorry. Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Let's find out. What's occurring? Wow. Here's Tayo Cruz on Radio 1's chart show.
I can just tell you now, Tayo Cruz, you're not number 8, which is good news.
Wow.
Because
you've got a big fan here.
Wow. So you're in the top 6.
Wow.
It's Pixie Lott.
Wow.
Tyo Cruz, you're in the top five.
Wow.
Tyo Cruz.
Yes.
You're not number five. You're in the top four.
Wow.
You are now officially in the top four.
Wow.
You're not number four.
Wow.
Tyo Cruz, you are higher in the singles chart than Jay-Z.
Wow.
If you could be an animal, what animal would it be?
Wow. It's... Wow.
You're not number three.
Wow.
You're in the top two.
Wow.
We love you, Tyo, from Gemma and Ella. Wow. So happy for you.
Well, happy Tyo is number one from Chris in Salford. Thank you for your text. So wow. Many people on 81199 showing you love.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
19 wows in there from Tyo Cruz.
Did they only do half the chart with
yeah.
him?
In fact, he's here now. Say anything to him and he'll respond.
I think your sunglasses are great, Tyo.
Wow.
Yeah, and you're number one.
Wow.
Yeah, and we're going to eat cheese and curry together tomorrow.
Wow.
Are you looking forward to that?
Wow.
Yeah. Cheese and curry.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you think of Scott's picture of his thumb?
Wow. Wow.
What's a kitty?
Wow. You know me?
Yeah.
You know I don't really like much attention, don't you? And
yes, yeah, that's right.
I do not like being in the press, which is just as well, really, because I'm not. but imagine for a second if I was.
Okay.
Yeah, because some people, like, they just buy a sandwich and they're in the paper, like Fern Cotton.
Yeah.
Have you seen the paparazzi outside every day for Fern? Now she's on. Every day.
I know.
They love it. Now, if I was in the papers, what do you think I'd be in the press for? What kind of thing?
Well, is it like being found on a hill at 6:30 in the morning but claiming you were jogging?
I was jogging.
Okay.
Right, well, we went onto Stupid Street earlier, and we asked them, have you heard the news about Scott Mills? What do you think Stupid Street thought the news would have been? Now, I was hoping they might say, oh, has he been given a knighthood? But let's find out in a minute, shall we? What do you think the most popular answer, what do you think the news would have been?
Has he been sacked?
Has he been sacked?
Yeah.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh! What's the kidding?
Here's Stupid Street. We went on there earlier. What do you think about the news about Scott Mills?
What do you think about the news about Scott Mills at the moment?
Scott Mills? I don't know.
You don't know the news?
He's pregnant.
Wrong.
Guess what the news is about Scott Mills?
Having kids? Has he got kids? I don't know.
He's getting married.
No.
I haven't heard. Oh, God, how bad is that?
Have you not heard about it?
No.
Oh, no.
That's not.
Have you?
No.
Have you heard?
No.
But you look like you think you know.
It's some, oh, I don't know. It's some sort of scandal.
Oh, why? Where did you read it? Do you remember?
He likes being caned. Oh, no, it's someone else.
I want to know what you think about the recent news about Scott Mills.
It's the Asian, isn't it?
What, Scott Mills?
Something like that.
No, he's a radio presenter. Is he doing a musical?
He did it. It was an Edinburgh Festival.
Oh, did he do a musical? Why did he do that? Oh, God. Can I just get your opinion on what you think about the news about Scott Mills that's come out recently?
What's that?
He's a secret drag queen.
Oh, is he changing the Parliament food thing?
Sorry?
Is it to change the money for the Parliament?
Okay, do you know more about it, though?
I've heard a little bit on your news. I think he was talking about to cut the money down. It was something like that.
Right. Has that last person got you confused with the leader of the Liberal Democrats?
I think so, yeah. The Leb Dims.
The Leb Dims.
Mm. See, I really am disappointed with that. I was thinking...
You only raised your eyebrows at the one, though, that confused you with an estate agent.
Well,
all of the others were like, water off a duck's back to you.
Well, no, I was hoping for, like, well, has he been voted eligible Bachelor of the Year or something? A knighthood, but no, these.
Scott Mills, I don't know.
You don't know the news?
He's pregnant.
Seriously, love?
He's a secret drag queen?
No.
No, that's not true.
But you look like you think you know.
Isn't it some, oh, I don't know, some sort of scandal. Oh, why?
He likes being caned.
Oh, no, it's someone else.
How rude.
Who have you caned?
I haven't caned anyone. Anyway, that wasn't... we're moving on, yes, we are, yeah.
Oh! What's occurring?
Sorry for that last clip, because a few people thought they were being pulled over by the police. Right, last one. You know Nihal's new show on Radio 1?
Yeah.
It's on last night at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's Radio 1's review show, where they get a whole bunch of people in and they just talk about new releases and music. Mm-hmm. Last night, the panel was Hugh Stevens off Radio 1, Speech DeBell, and Charlie Brooker. You know him? Charlie
Brooker? TV critic.
Very funny man.
We like him. Angry man.
An angry man, but we like him.
Yeah.
Anyway, there they were, reviewing all the new music on Nihal's new show last night. My question to you... Well, one, do you think Charlie Brooker liked any of the music?
No.
No. And number two, how many times did Charlie slag something off in the one-hour review show last night on Radio 1?
He normally goes about 3 insults a minute, so I'll go 180.
180, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Charlie Brooker, doing what he does best.
It was terrible. I've given it 1, because it was 0.1%, because it sounds like he's chatting over an ITV sports jingle from 1993. It was rubbish. What's he talking about? Actually, what's he talking about? I hope there's a video where he just gets out a whiteboard and a marker pen and draws a diagram explaining what the hell he's on. What is he on about in that song?
He's talking about Robbie.
That is like asking me which sort of trauma would I like to experience. What do I want? Do I want to go through a divorce or do I want to experience a broken leg? That stupid voice. It's just it kicks like a sleep twitch. What does that mean? He's putting on a silly voice. Do you want a Guinness? That's what it's saying. Do you know what I mean? Do you want anything from sense? Downstairs? What's it about, that Robbie Williams song? Because Angels, that gets played at funerals a lot, doesn't it? Bodies isn't going to be, is it? No, it's like if the Germans had won the war, that's what the theme tune to Countryfile would sound like. No, I gave it 0. It was terrible. It's music to wait in Top Shop to. I think it sounds like the Human League being fronted by Alan Partridge. That really was feeble. It's like a knitting needle going in your ear. No, when would you play that? They know that's ridiculous, don't they? Playing on the headphones here made me want to rise up and kill.
You were right, it was 180. Oh, yeah.
I would imagine I'd get on quite well with Charlie Brooker.
I really think you and him would you'd have a lovely drink together, you would. Put the world to rights. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
So tonight could be awkward, I think.
Why could tonight be awkward?
I'm off to meet.
Oh yeah,
Gunther. Is it Gunther? Gunther.
I can't remember.
Gunther from Friends. Apparently he was in it. I'm not sure I've seen an episode with him in.
He's in quite a lot of the episodes.
Is he?
Yeah.
Now he seems to be the only one of the Friends cast doing personal appearances at the moment. And they're setting up like a replica of Central Perk in the middle of London. And you can go along, you can have a chat, have a coffee, and pretend you're in the real Central Perk, even though it wasn't real. And have a photo taken with Gunther.
Are you looking forward to that?
I am, I just don't know what to say. It's going to be quite an awkward conversation.
Say hi, Gunther.
Should I sing Smelly Cat?
Do you know how that goes? Or has somebody just told you
no,
that?
No, I know how that goes. It's Phoebe's song.
Right.
What do I say? Hi, Gunther. I know I'm 15 years late, but I only just got into your show. I really like it. Don't tell me what happens at the end. But I really hope that Ross and Rachel get together someday. Is that a good thing to say?
Yeah, something like that.
Or maybe, oh, God, Gunther, I hope Matthew Perry doesn't go really skinny and Matt LeBlanc go really fat, because that would be terrible. That kind of thing?
Yeah, I think I think the conversation will just flow.
I'll make sure I get a photo and send that in. It's just, I think maybe...
Send that in? To who?
To you.
Oh, right, okay.
I didn't mean to send it in. I meant to send it to you.
I was going to say, I'm not in some photography competition. So what you meant was you'll text me a photo of you and Gunther?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, okay. Yeah. I'll look forward to that tonight whilst I'm watching Manchester United Wolves in the Carling Cup.
Right, good. Who do you think's got the best night planned, you or me?
Me.
Okay. Podcast. Check out our new weekend lineup. That sounds amazing, doesn't it? Make sure you listen from Edith onwards on Saturday morning. She's on at 7. I've got one problem with that, though. Joe Wiley. Well, not in the lineup.
That's not very nice.
No.
In fact, that's quite harsh.
I love Joe, but I'm just saying they need to find a better clip of her.
Yeah,
everyone like that. You've got the calf joke from Sarah Cox. You've got Vernon saying something funny. Yeah. You've got Edith sounding excited and amazing. And then it goes, Joe Wiley. Hi, Joe Wiley here, which is what she does on every single trail on this station.
Yeah. I agree with
Joe
you on
Wiley.
That.
Hi, Joe Wiley here.
Cox is talking about having teapots on her head or whatever it is.
Like she does.
Like she does. Yeah, I agree.
It's strange. They just need to sort that out. Then she says something about a symphony or something. What are you on about, Joe? Hi, Joe Wiley here.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Don't you hate when our text system cuts off the end of text so you can't actually read what the last bit is? That's really annoying. Someone was at Central Perk last night. They work for a confectionery company. They got to have a sneak preview of the fake Central Perk they've set up in Central London, the one I'm going to tonight. It's very cool, but not like you imagine. And the cakes are... And then it stops. What? Poisoned? What's the next word?
I don't think poisoned.
Well, I need to know before I go.
Well, no,
I
don't think...
Touch a cake.
Definitely, for legal reasons, I don't think poisoned.
No. Obviously. Rich has been on.
Fake, maybe.
Fake.
Not, yeah.
Okay. Anything else? Obviously, it wouldn't ever be poisoned.
Delicious?
Could be that. Mm. Rich in Southampton's been on. Could you do me a favour and send me the photo of you and Gunther as I look like you and then can claim it's me? Yes, I am that sad and lonely. Okay, Rich.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, now, we've been getting texts about this for the last couple of days and I haven't managed to... look at what people are talking about, and now I just have. This is one of the many texts that have come in about this. Jamie, chilling at home in Cheltenham, says, Scott, is there any TV opportunity you won't turn down? OK, you've had some roles in a couple of soaps, but I didn't think appearing as a TV bid show host for Dizzy Rascal's new TV ad would be up your street. P.S. Is the PR4L hot? Really hot. Have you seen this, chappers?
Well, I hadn't seen it, and so I just walked in, and it was on the one that doesn't use computer, and I went, "What is Scott doing?
It's not me." Well, apparently, some advert for Dizzy Rascal's album, I think, the new album, and there is a really orange TV host on there.
Not only orange, but he is the
really camp.
He is the spit of you.
He is not.
It slices, it dices, it chops, and it chafes. It's the original kitchen queen. Hi there. Moving on to our next item. Here at the Dirty Home Shopping Network, we have an absolutely fabulous, gorgeous treat for you.
It's the exquisite Dizzy Rascal figurine.
It's the life-size Dizzy Rascal figurine, complete with his latest album, Tongue in Cheek. What's more, you also get removable jewellery and you'll get a genuine bona fide certificate of realness.
Not good.
That isn't you.
No, it's not me. And you know very well it's not me.
BBC Radio 1.
Dizzy must have got the idea for that when he's been in here.
Or watched the lottery.
Or when he's watched the lottery,
I can imagine Dizzy Rascal being a big National Lottery Live viewer, actually.
Although
watching them balls go round.
The dolly bird in that video probably isn't Becky.
Okay.
No, I didn't mean it good. Like that. You just wouldn't see Becky in that outfit, is what I meant.
What's she wearing?
Well, it's like a sort of basque.
I'm not sure whether to be offended by that.
I'd take it as a compliment.
Do you think?
That bloke has definitely modelled himself
got
on you.
A good tan. Radio 1 Podcast. Earlier on the show, we were talking about Jonathan Wills. Now, he's off of ITV Anglia in the east of England, and he had a little bit of a thing where he accidentally told the viewers that he loved them the other night.
We always love hearing from you.
Love you. See you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Now, this is what happened when the credits rolled and they turned the microphones off. We managed to get the recording of that.
Did I just say... What did I just say? No, not that, yeah, that bit. No, right at the end. Becky just think I said to everyone I love them. did I turn around and say I love you?
You did say that.
We always love hearing from you.
Love you. That's see you again tomorrow. Bye bye.
We're just saying there should be more I love yous at the end of news programmes. I think.
I've just realised this. Do sound people in television still keep recording when the TV show is over?
Well, judging from that, Chopper, even though the viewers didn't hear that, obviously it came from somewhere.
Yeah, that's slightly
yeah, that's a worry, isn't it?
Anyhow.
God, that's really worrying. All the things I've said after the lottery.
Mm. What, to Drawmaster Martin, or whatever you call it?
And the voice of the balls. Oh, rubbish. They like still
what?
Record that.
Like what? Like what stuff have you said to voice the balls?
I don't want to go into it now, but they might have been recording it.
Mm.
Anyway.
That's something for us to delve into. They look at the one that doesn't speak, thinking, I wonder who I'm going to email now.
I think more new shows should finish with I Love You.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were talking about Fred Dynage, who does Meridian ITV earlier, and he has just said it. I've got so many texts from people, like Diane from Worthing, and Craig in Southampton. John, somewhere in Dorset. Fred Dynage said you were watching. What? And then said, I love you. And then the credits rolled out.
He said you were watching?
Yeah.
Does, you might not know, does Lucy Meacock still do Granada?
I don't know.
Manchester, or whatever it's called now. I'd like Lucy Meacock to do an I Love You.
Would you?
Yeah.
She's a legend in the Northwest.
Definitely.
I think she's still on. Well, you know, let's put it out there. Everyone else seems to be doing it.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.